This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tongakar. Voter turnout in Missouri is expected to be around 25% for next Tuesday's party primaries, according to the Secretary of State's office. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has more.
A turnout of 25% would be slightly higher than the 23% of Missouri voters who cast ballots in the 2010 primaries. Secretary of State Robin Carnahan says voter turnout is notoriously hard to predict.
Our office doesn't even do it. We ask the local election officials, the 116 of them around the state, to give us their predictions based on what is on those local ballots.
This year's contests include strong competition in both parties for Missouri's lieutenant governor's race, a heated GOP battle for the right to face Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, and the so-called Right to Pray Amendment to the state constitution. Party nominations for every statehouse seat and half the Senate seats are also up for grabs. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Springfield officials have certified the signatures on a petition that seeks to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana in the city. City Clerk Brenda Certain says the petition was certified yesterday after the office determined that petition organizers had collected enough signatures for certification. The Springfield News Leader reports that the petition would reduce the penalty for having 35 grams or less of marijuana to a fine, community service, or counseling. Organizer Miranda Reynolds and the Show Me Cannabis Group, which developed the petition, had until August 7th to submit enough signatures to get the issue on the City Council's August 13th meeting agenda. The Council can pass the initiative, or it can place it on the November ballot. Missouri native Tommy Sowers has won confirmation to a top spot in the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill said today that Sowers was confirmed yesterday evening by the Senate to serve as the department's Assistant Secretary for Public and Intergovernmental Affairs. He had been appointed by President Barack Obama. Sowers is a Rolla native, an Army veteran, who served in Iraq and Kosovo. He ran as a Democrat 2 years ago against Republican U.S. Representative Joanne Emerson in southeast Missouri, but Sowers lost while receiving less than 29% of the vote. Sowers recently was an advisor for the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. He previously taught at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and at the Missouri University of Science and Technology. The Olympic Games in London are halfway through, but many Missouri athletes competing there are just beginning. KBIA's Christopher Husted has a rundown of what happened today and what's coming up this weekend.
Spoiler alert, if you don't want to know what happened today, plug your ears. Former Mizzou shot putter Christian Cantwell missed the Olympic podium by 1.5 inches, according to the London 2012 site. With a distance of 69.5 feet, Cantwell finished fourth. U.S. teammate Reese Hoffa won the bronze. Cantwell won the silver medal in Beijing. Shantae McMillan of Rolla currently sits 25th after the first day of qualification in the women's heptathlon. She competed in 4 events today and will finish the remaining 3 events Saturday. Also on Saturday, Matt Tegenkamp, a 2-time Olympian from Lee's Summit, will race in the 10,000 meters. And on Sunday, St. Louis's Spencer Mango hits the mat for the qualifying round of Greco-Roman wrestling in the 55-kilogram weight class. Mango, also a U.S. Army sergeant, is looking for redemption after an 8th-place finish in Beijing. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.